see, where are we? Item number 24. Item number 24 is being withdrawn. Item number 24 is withdrawn. Yes. Again, item number 24. Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning.
Item number 24 is withdrawn. Item number one, please, Madam Clerk.
Item number one from the Milwaukee County Treasurer requesting authorization to undertake a request for proposal process for investment advisor and custodial services, including solicitation of proposals, review, scoring of submissions, and submittal of the top-rated firms for approval of new contracts in 2014.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Treasurer.
Mr. Chairman,
would you identify yourselves for the audience, please?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, our current contract with our investment advisors is expiring next year. This is a normal cycle. I'm submitting this to the county board for permission to submit a new RFP to potential investment managers and to hire a new firm starting next year.
Thank you, sir. Please identify yourself for those
I'm Dan Deliberti, Milwaukee County Treasurer, and this is Rex Queen, Deputy Treasurer.
Thank you very much. Item number one is before us.
Move approval.
Supervisor Romo West moves approval of item number one. Any comments, questions, discussion by committee members? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Queen, Mr. Gilberti. Looking through the file on this, I saw that you'd come to these changes through an internal audit. Is that correct?
Well, that was the second item.
No, oh, I will hold my question until then. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Getting ahead of myself.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Yes, I would like to ask if the RFP is being done by your office or is that being done by procurement? Who's doing the RFP?
It's being done by this office. Yes, it is.
By your office?
Yes.
How do you intend to advertise the RFP?
We contact all investment services in this area, and we open it up to a number of firms have called me over the last 5 years. We have a file of investment advisors who are interested in the RFP. We'll be sending it to everybody.
When you say we contact, how do you contact?
Oh, they contact us. There are a number of investment advisors that do municipal and governmental investments of our type, which are really low-risk investments that specialize in that. They've contacted me over the last 5 years. I keep an ongoing file of any firm that's interested in working with us. And I also contact any firms in the Milwaukee area that are out there and let them know that it's coming.
How do you know they're out there?
Oh, I look in the I can Google it. I can look in the I used to look in the Yellow Pages years ago.
I mean, it would seem logical that you might at least put one RFP in the Daily Reporter. Or
I could do that. Sure. Yeah.
And I see procurement back there shaking their head. Yes. So I guess we don't need an amendment if we have the treasurer's assurance.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'd be very concerned that it's, you know, you may miss someone, maybe completely, you know, innocently, but it also gives the appearance that there's, you know, special privilege if we don't put an RFP out and publish it.
I can do that. I'll put a notice in the Daily Reporter.
Thank you.
Sure.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Supervisors Lipscomb and Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could we just have a brief explanation of how the investment advisor interacts with your office or what authority is delegated to them through the contract?
Sure. It's pretty much laid out by state statutes. Investment advisors that have a banking license can follow our investment policies and do the investments themselves. Banking advisors that aren't registered with the state, they have to. I have to approve all the investments that they recommend. We have investment policies that are approved by the county board. We approved this about 3 years ago now, our investment policies. I could submit a copy to the board if you're interested, and I can send a copy to all members so they know what our policies are. We regularly oversee the investment advisor during the process of doing a performance evaluation before the RFP process, just to evaluate the current performance of the current advisors. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Pretty much. The state statute is very prescriptive in terms of what types of investments you're able to make, right? And so then are you Have you delegated that authority to the current investment advisor, or have they been making recommendations? And I have given
our investment advisors a copy of our policies. The investment advisors that can work on their own still call me for approval, and I make sure that the investments fit within the categories and percentages in each category, that they don't overstep the boundaries. I've only had one or two occasions when they had questions on something. They followed our policies pretty well.
So, I'm sorry. So, there are multiple investment advisors?
We have three investment advisors.
And is this, and are they equal pools, or what, how is, and what
they
is
started out as equal pools. When I did my performance analysis last time, I redistributed some of the investments to the better performing advisor. Since then, they've all pretty much got the same results. So, they're all qualified to bid again. I think when I first got and became treasurer, we had two advisors, and one followed the index that I had pretty closely, did one or two purchases a year. The other one did a lot of Fannie Mae and Sallie Mae kind of federally backed securities. Now both of them are doing are much more active investors. The markets change a lot in the meantime, and their portfolios are pretty similar now. So we're doing much better in terms of their activities. I brought in a third advisor to kind of move things along, a more active advisor. At that time, J.P. Morgan Chase was brought in. They didn't make it through the second round 5 years ago when I did the RFP. They're eligible again to bid this time. Last time, they lost it a lot due to the fact they didn't have any minority participation, which I required. It's 15 points in the RFP for that.
Okay. So I'm sorry. So are you seeking a single advisor now?
No, I'll be hiring.
Or all three will be up for there. This is to seek investment advisors, and
yes,
all three are okay. Very good. I would be interested in the follow up information.
I'll send the policies to all the net committee members.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you,
Supervisor Stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You mentioned that the current contract is going to expire. Who are the current advisors, and then how long is the term?
The contract is for 5 years. It's 3 years with 2 1-year. No, it's 2 years with 3 1-year renewals. And the current investment advisors are Dana Investments, the former M&I, which is now BMO. The last one is Ron Albert's Investment Advisor Services. They're all locally based.
So it's only two right now?
Three. Ron Albert's advisors, BMO, and Dana, D-A-N-A.
Okay. And what is the cost of the contract with three advisors?
I think it's the total amount is
$245,000.
$245,000, right.
For 5 years?
It's for each of the 5 years, yes.
Okay. Per each of the 5 years.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisors. Thank you, Mr. Treasurer. Now we have a motion for approval.
Supervisor
Yes. Any other comments, questions? No. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Item number 2.